This is Walter Cronkite reporting with news and commentary on the CBS radio network. The total devastation, the twisted, broken Democratic machinery that litters this country in the wake of last night's Republican juggernaut defies description. Prospects for that party's survival and the challenges of victory after this.
Helen, don't buy that pain reliever.
Why not? They're all the same.
Check the label.
Broad enough to sweep in a Republican-controlled Senate. The first time that's happened in 28 years. And make GOP inroads in the House, though the Democrats were able to hold on to control there. And so today, the Reagan people are exuberantly saying that at long last, that so-called great silent conservative majority that has had enough of the Democrats has spoken its mind. Indeed, the 1980 election returns are evidence that a conservative revival, well-organized, well-mobilized, and well-bankrolled, is set to remodel the American government. For the Republicans, the dream is complete. The reality has to set in. For the Democrats, the nightmare is just taking shape. Their reality is here. That once rock-solid Democratic machine, fashioned back in the 30s, is as rickety and broken down as any found in an auto graveyard. Party discipline is broken down at the top levels of government, down to the ward levels. Perhaps the seeds of disaster were ironically sown when President Carter took office. He came into office as an outsider, following the scandals of the Nixon administration. And that very fact appealed to the voters. He would not get involved in the old Washington games. He would bring a freshness and openness to Washington. But from the very beginning, his aloofness separated Mr. Carter from the Congress, and then his troubles really began. Yesterday, the old Democratic coalition deserted Jimmy Carter. Roman Catholics turned against him. His margin among Jews, liberals, and low-income voters dropped well below the percentages that Democrats usually get. That was the clear message from the CBS News, New York Times polls. The Democrats can look back and try to explain the tide of conservatism. The hostage situation, inflation in the economy, abscam, all of these, of course. But in the light of political fragmentation, what seems to have come shining through was general Democratic ineffectiveness and lack of party discipline. The party clearly will need new leadership and clearly defined and enunciated new directions if it is to prove effective in opposition, and if it is to have hope for 1984. As for the Republicans, the sweet taste of victory must surely be followed by the bitter taste of reality, the reality of dealing with the most complex set of problems. The economic threat of the other industrialized countries, the military challenge of the Soviet Union, the unending question of oil supplies in the Middle East. One of the hopes of the long presidential campaign was that it would, in the end, somehow help the parties and the people come to grips with our problems. Instead, the candidates resorted to time-worn slogans and personal attacks. It should become clear to Mr. Reagan that Americans have grown weary of empty promises made in the heat of campaigning. He'll have to take to the high road once in office and look for a way of working with Congress and the people. Now this.
Here's a holiday decorating idea that'll brighten your home all year. Hi, Pat Summerall to suggest you give walls and woodwork a coat of TruTest Easy Care, True Value Hardware Store's most scrubbable interior flat latex. Its soft look resists stains and scrubs clean without ruining the finish. Easy Care comes in 44 colors plus white and has earned the Good Housekeeping seal, and it's just $11.99 a gallon during TruTest pre-holiday paint days until November 9th at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
This is Walter Cronkite reporting for CBS News.